Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
It's a wonderful night, you gotta take it from me.
It's a wonderful night.
Come on and break it on down.
It's a wonderful night,
you gotta shake it from me.
It's a wonderful night.
Come on and break it on down. It's a wonderful night.
It's a wonderful night.
Welcome back to Mile High Sports Radio. I'm Big Fuzz. We're taking you till 10 o'clock, where I believe we'll be followed by the homegrown sports bros tonight.
By the way, that Colorado Rapids-Portland Timbers game is 2-1 right now.
See, you're the only one that cares.
That's a good game. They've scored three times in the first half an hour.
But flukes. But you, the fact that, that's what I was saying, your optimism is admirable. Because you insist on paying attention to the things like that when everyone else has long ago just moved on. They just moved on.
Yeah.
That's, I'm just saying.
But you still support your teams.
Why? Why? When they're that bad, you just move and find something else. Find something else. You know, there are very few teams, you know, that I'm going to continue
the
to.
The Rapids are not theoretically eliminated from playoff competition yet.
Wait. What? Like, you were telling me that they were just the worst ever and that they're not going to be in the playoffs like 2 weeks ago.
All that's true, but I am just telling you that they are technically not eliminated from the playoff race yet.
Okay.
In the spirit of the law, they are absolutely eliminated from the race.
See, this is your unbridled optimism. Just carrying
listen,
the
man,
day.
I watched the U.S. hockey team beat an invincible Soviet Union team.
Okay,
I was 10. All right, I've saw the miracle in Michigan. All right, I saw John Elway, win a game, right in the last play of the game. I know that these things can happen. So why not at least pay half a mind? Because things happen. That's what's so great about sports, is that these stories come out of nowhere and there's no way you could possibly make up any of these things because they're so crazy.
I still think you have to be a realist, though. I mean, you have to at least be a realist and understand, like, the likely thing of this happening is just so far out of reach. Like, seriously, what are the odds that the Rapids, and I can't believe I'm wasting my time even talking about this stupid team, but what are the odds that the Rapids could actually make the playoffs?
10%.
That's actually higher than I thought they actually were. I thought that their actual...
Okay, 5%.
Okay. So they have a 5% to 10%
chance. They don't have an X by the name saying they're out yet. I can't believe it, frankly.
How many losses do they need before that happens?
But
here's the thing. You won't stop watching them, though. You won't stop paying attention
to
them.
You know,
part of it I know is you do a soccer show.
I do a soccer show, but I don't always watch. I mean, I'm more interested in watching you have to watch soccer than me watching soccer. I think that's the funny thing about it.
I'm just not going to pay attention to it.
And I just have, what I've been looking at now is I've just been looking at my Twitter timeline and they've just been going crazy.
They're going crazy over a 2-1 soccer game.
Well,
between
the Colorado Rapids Twitter.
Oh, the Colorado Rapids
and the Portland Twitter. Timbers Twitter.
You actually have them on your Twitter feed?
I have the Colorado Rapids.
Okay.
Marcelo Balboa just tweeted something.
Okay.
I mean, so, you know, I use it like a news feed. So, and I was shocked that 30 minutes into the game, it's 2-1.
Well, Colorado's a bad team.
Yeah, but 2-1's a lot of goals for half an hour. Like, even I will admit, like, one of the things, like,
2-1 is a lot of goals for, like, a week's worth of soccer games.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm so excited about there being 2-1 in the first half an hour of this game. It could be 6-3.
Okay.
Would you watch soccer if the games were 6-3?
If it were regularly, no. Someone's going to have to hit, like, 10. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of guys in shorts running up and down a field.
Like, 6-3.
Make the goal bigger. Or put fewer players on the field. Like, let's actually have real scoring chances that I'll get interested in. Then I might watch soccer. Or allow people to knock other people down. Like, to like, no more of this flopping around. Like, seriously.
I like your idea about them being in capes and wrestling masks.
Yeah, I would watch that. And you can tug on the cape.
Yes.
Bring him down. Like, make the game more physical.
By the way, Portland also missed a penalty shot, too.
Just not Superman's cape.
Yes.
Yes. Or spit in the wind.
Yeah.
And you don't mess around with Jim.
Yep.
Or bad, bad, bad Leroy Brown. You know Leroy Brown?
Those are two different songs.
He's the baddest man in the whole dang town.
Yeah, two different songs.
I feel like they're the same.
No, they're two different songs.
Well, maybe I just got the Jim Croce matchup.
You did just do the Jim Croce matchup. Bad, bad Leroy Brown, tug on Jim's cape.
Big, bad Jim. They call him Jim. They call Leroy Brown Jim.
Because.
It's his street name.
So I looked up, off the air we were talking about, I don't know why, for, you're doing your stumble upon, so you came upon.
No, I'm just looking. No, I'm
you
just.
You came upon a John Wayne thing. So I found the movies that John Wayne died in.
Okay. Nine?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Seven movies.
Now, there are seven films where you actually see his main character die. There are 1, 2, 3. There are four others where he's in the movie and he dies, but you don't necessarily see it. Or it's assumed that he died. So we're just going to go with the seven.
Okay, I agree with
any
that.
Of these others.
Can I guess them?
If you can guess them, it would be really hard.
Is Genghis Khan one?
Genghis Khan is not one.
Okay. I know for a fact the Sands of Iwo Jima is
yes,
one.
That is correct.
I do know another one. I think it was the Vietnam one. Was it the,
you're talking about the Green Berets?
Yeah.
He did not die in that one.
Should have. I met his son one time, by the way. I thought it was him. I was like, oh my God, I thought really? You were dead.
Looked just like him.
He did look like wow. just like him.
These are weird. One, he was
Rooster Cogburn.
No. He did not die in that one.
What was the one that was remade where he's the bounty hunter?
That he did not die in that one either.
His
last movie he died in.
Genghis Khan, wasn't it that?
No,
or was that
Genghis Khan is the one where he got all the radiation that I think gave him the cancer. Because they were shooting out in Nevada. No, the last movie he made was with Ron Howard. Ron Howard was a teenage boy.
American Graffiti?
No. No. Yeah, he's the guy in the other car that died when it flipped over in that race with Harrison Ford.
I don't know, man.
The Shootist.
Oh, yeah.
The Shootist was his last movie. Reap the Wild Wind. This is
yeah,
crazy.
No, I have no idea.
Killed by a squid undersea.
Oh, fantastic.
The Fighting Seabees killed by snipers. He was about to leap from a bulldozer.
Okay.
Wake of the Red Witch, killed as ship plunges off ledge and sank with an octopus.
That's two, man.
I know, right? It's weird.
Like, how? Like, I was trying to think, like, what's the weirdest way to die in a movie, and he's got two
he's got
with
like,
octopies?
Well, one's a squid. One's an octopus.
Okay, what do they call those things? Pods? Something pods?
Cephalopods. Cephalopods. Sands of Iwo Jima.
Yep,
killed
shot.
Killed by sniper. This is one you should have gotten. He played Davy Crockett.
Oh, I would have never got that one, because I don't think of him as Davy Crockett. I think of Fess Parker as Davy Crockett.
Okay, but he did make the movie The Alamo, and everybody died in The Alamo.
Everybody did die in the... That's the rumor. That's actually not true.
I know, it's not. But he was killed by... Davy Crockett killed by a Mexican soldier.
If you were a female, you did not get killed. And if you were a slave, you did not get killed.
Yes. The Cowboys... 1972, killed by Bruce Dern and avenged by his boys. And finally, The Shootist, killed in a gunfight in the saloon at the end of the film. Those are the seven he died in the after out of 169 movies. He died in eight of them.
Seven.
Seven of them, yeah. Sorry.
And two by squid.
Yeah, two by cephalopod. That is weird.
Cephalopod, that is weird.
One squid, one octopus.
Arr, the Kraken! Or as we like to say, oh, it's Phil McCracken!
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of Whatever That Was coming up. What a hunt fell over the pool room to Jimmy Gumbop and in Norfolk Street.